Did robots build the ancient pyramids of Egypt? What happens if you put a silencer on a knife? All of these questions you can find the answer to on this Paranormal Life! Hey! Welcome everyone to This Paranormal Life, the comedy paranormal podcast, where every week we investigate a brand new case and come to the conclusion, definitively, once and for all, to decide whether or not that case is true or it is false. My name is Roy Powers. Sitting across from me is my co-investigator, Kit Greer. Kit, welcome to the dojo.
Oh, shit. Should I have been training?
I chop your neck.
I go. It's a sleeper. I go straight to the mat, straight to sleep.
Yeah, it's like, I barely even touched you. You crumbled like dust.
I'm pretty sure if we watch the camera back, you were falling before I even hit you.
How you doing, Kit?
I'm doing fantastic. New year, new pod, yeah. My friend. We kind of faked the New Year's excitement. Well, we recorded a couple episodes in advance, but this is really it, guys. Whenever you're hearing this, this is us recording for the first time in the new year, and it feels so good.
It's the new year. We're new men.
Yeah.
I have a mustache now.
Well, I didn't want to bring it up, but
I have a full-blown mustache.
A lot has changed. I mean, I personally got married since the last year, but I think the real change has been in you since this mustache.
I think I've grown up a little more than that. You became a married man. Mm-hmm. I became just a regular man with a mustache.
Which is better.
I don't know what it is about growing a mustache, but I told you, I feel like I'm smart now. I feel like I can speak with authority about things I know nothing about.
I feel like the mustache, I don't know if it says much about like book smarts, but it's definitely like wisdom.
Yeah. Like if I was walking down the street and there was a guy with his bonnet open with his truck or something, I feel like I could lean against a wall and be like, car problems? And he'd be like, yeah, can you actually give me a hand? Whereas like old Rory, mustacheless Rory, they would have beaten him up.
He would have buried his head and Snapchat and kept walking. He wouldn't have stopped at all.
Whereas now I'd just be like, yeah, I could probably sort that out. It's probably something with the carburetor. Bud Light? Yeah, I'm sure I'll have a Bud Light. You know, just hang.
You make it worse. You get Bud Light and all the electronics.
It's a new year, two new men out on an adventure into the paranormal. One thing that hasn't changed is the fact that we like to get straight to the investigation.
Let's go.
This week's case was emailed in by Alex McIntosh and also Julie Papura. Our story begins in Lee County, South Carolina, on June 29th, 2 a.m.
Ooh, very close to the paranormal hour.
You usually give me shit for not knowing the date or time or region, so I'm very happy to be hyper-specific this
week. It's only because you sometimes play it up and say it's irrelevant to the story, which I just disagree with.
Silence! Christopher Davis, a 17-year-old local, was driving home after a long day of work at a nearby fast food restaurant. The radio played softly as he battled to stay awake at the wheel. It was just a short drive, and he'd soon be home. The car rattled along the bumpy roads of Lee County as the car carried him back to his house. But suddenly, boom, boom. Oh no, not a ba-bump. Bang! One of Christopher's tires burst. Jesus! He slammed on the brakes, skidding to a halt. Christopher threw on the hazard lights. What the hell was that? Christopher got out of the car to assess the damage. Luckily, only one tire had burst, and he had a spare in the trunk, so he began to swap it out.
This is really where the mustache comes into his own. You know he's got a mustache.
Oh, yeah.
You think a clean-shaven boy could work his way out of the situation?
And look, this is a scary place to have your tire burst. Yeah. What did I say? 2 a.m. in the backwoods near a swamp? You're going to want to have a mustache in a situation like that. After replacing the burst tire, Christopher opened the trunk and tossed it in the back, getting ready to once again start the journey home. But then... Hello? He shut the trunk and began to walk to the driver's seat. Then another noise. It sounded like bare feet running along the road. Christopher squinted back into the darkness, trying to see if he could make out what was causing the noise. That's when the car's backlights illuminated a huge, towering, dark green figure racing towards him like the Terminator.
Holy shit, it's like Poison Ivy or something. Like, green figure?
Christopher jumped into the driver's seat and slammed his foot on the acceleration, but it was too late. The creature leapt onto the top of the car, latching on with its piercing claws.
Holy shit.
Christopher swerved the vehicle side to side, trying desperately to shake the beast off, eventually succeeding. He watched in his rearview mirror as the figure disappeared into the darkness.
This is terrifying. Whenever you said some kind of bare feet rustling about in the bushes at 2 a.m., yeah. I thought there was some kind of pervert out there. but this is even worse. Some kind of f***ed up pervert with claws that is trying to take his life, it seems like.
I don't throw this term around lightly, but super pedo.
Yeah.
Is what we're dealing with here, folks, by the sounds of it.
We've heard many legends, but we're yet to see the evidence.
As I've said many times before on the podcast, the only pitter-patter of bare feet you want to hear at 2 a.m. is your own going to the fridge for some late-night shredded cheese.
Sure.
You don't want to be swamp side and hear bare feet on a road.
Yeah, I mean, even if you're in your own home, if you hear the pitter-patter of feet at 2 a.m., you better hope you have children. Because if you don't...
You better hope you have children or feet. Otherwise, you're in big trouble. When Christopher finally arrived home, he had the chance to examine his car. The vehicle was covered in scratches and marks, as if the monster was trying to tear it apart. The police were called that night, and Christopher gave his statement. I looked back and I saw something running across the field towards me. It was about 25 yards away. I saw red glowing eyes. I ran into the car and as I looked, the thing grabbed the door handle. I could see him from the neck down. Three big fingers, long black nails, and green rough skin. It was strong and angry. I looked in my mirror and I saw a blur of green running. I could see his toes and then he jumped on the roof of my car. I thought I heard a grunt, and then I could see his fingers through the front windshield. They were curled around the roof. I sped up and swerved to shake the creature off. He got a pretty good look at this thing.
Wow, yeah, up close and personal.
Which is great. If you're going to make claims like this, you want to have the details to back it up, for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, this sounds like some kind of horrible humanoid. What do you say? Three fingers, green rough skin...
Yeah, scaly, but still quite strong. And he described it as being angry, which...
Yeah, strong and angry, I think he said.
A dangerous combination. The police were skeptical, but obviously they took the case seriously. In fact, everyone did. In order for Christopher to get the insurance company to pay for the damages to his car, he actually had to take two lie detector tests about the incident, and he passed them both.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I guess that does make sense. If you're kind of claiming that the accident wasn't your fault, yeah. You don't want your premiums to go through the roof. The green pedo should be paying for my car repairs.
You know he isn't insured.
No.
He's running naked feet at 2 a.m. He's not calling direct line. What year did you say this was again?
Oh, boy. I was very specific, so I think we do have a year here. June 29th. I don't have a year.
Damn it.
I have June 29th, 2 a.m. South Carolina. I do know the year, though. This was, I believe, 1988.
All right. Yeah, because it definitely seems...
I'm pretty sure that's the year.
It seems a little questionable that they are even using lie detector tests. I don't know how much they use those anymore.
Yeah, that's true. It was kind of old-timey police and those chat shows where they want to find out who's the dad.
Yeah,
those are the only times lie detector tests were done. Now, Richard, you are, of course, a 12-foot lizard man, and the child in question is a 16-foot lizard boy.
I have never seen that boy in my life.
I've always been faithful to you, Crystal.
The second test was actually administered by a South Carolina law enforcement agent who said he couldn't prove that a lizard creature had attacked the car, but... he believed that the 17-year-old believed that his car had been attacked by a lizard man.
Yeah, this is a fun little low bar to entry that we pretty much demand from all our paranormal cases. We don't need the whole story to be real, but we need the witness to at least believe what they saw.
Yeah.
So this is a great start.
Is that so much to ask for, that the witness believes it happened?
Because you'd be surprised how many people say things that they don't even believe.
So, what does he look like? This strange lizard man.
Mm.
I can't imagine I have to go into much detail with this one, folks. He's a f***ing lizard man. It really, there's not much to talk about. I know that we're told as children not to judge a book by its cover.
Sure.
But lizard man. That's the cover. That's the inside of the
book. That's the book. Every page is the same image.
It's not like his name is Squiggles the Swamp Weasel.
Sure.
You're not like, wow, okay, so what does Squiggles, what does his hair look like?
Uh-huh.
Where does Squiggles go to hang out? His name's Lizard Man.
I mean, recently we had Sam the Sandon Ghost Clown.
Right. I don't know what that is.
We had to go into a lot of detail about what he looked like.
Even that name alone doesn't tell you that his eyes are squares. He eats berries through his ears.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot to decipher here.
He had a microphone.
This is the Lizard Man. He is half lizard, half man.
This is beautiful. This is the heart of this paranormal life. We're back to basics, Rory. This is where it all began.
I like, yeah.
A lizard man. I think episode like 3 was the frog man or the...
Frog man. Yeah.
Goat man.
Goat man, donkey lady. Yeah. This is great. Now we're on to lizard man. Just in case you couldn't mentally picture this creature, I have brought a illustration of what many people believe he would look like. So here is an artist illustration of the Lizard Man.
Yeah, I mean, we truly cannot be more clear, folks. Imagine a giant iguana, but it's got pecs and arms and legs.
A human body.
That's really all there is to it.
You could say a man body with lizard lizard properties. I'm not going to go into this story, so I feel like it's just worth showing you the evidence. Here is an actual photograph taken of the Lizard Man by a woman who had just come out of church, spotted him crossing a field, and managed to capture a picture of him, allegedly, on her smartphone.
Wow.
This one is highly debated. There you go.
I mean, before I even look at this, if you get attacked by a lizard man straight after you leave church, your prayers are not working. You're in the wrong religion. You're not being protected. No one's looking. Okay. This lizard man is strolling like Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man.
He's got a strut.
He's strutting on his way, it seems, to destroy a city in the Power Rangers universe. This is a man in a giant lizard costume.
Well, actually, hold your tongue. Hold your lizard tongue for 1 second, because that, as I said, it is highly debated, as in by me being true.
A Megazord is about to hit him, is about to right hook him.
If you've just gone to church, and you take 2 feet outside, and you see a lizard man walking across the car park, turn around.
Yeah.
Turn around. You obviously didn't do a good job, unless that is the result of the sins that you have confessed in the church.
Right.
Is that a lizard man is going to go hand to hand with you in a car park?
But it should at least make you question things, unless your religion mentioned that, you know, they're leaving stuff out.
Yeah. I kind of wish you could, that like sinning was almost like a credit card. Like you could pay bits off as you're living, so I don't have to just go to hell at the end.
Right, it's as like, long as you settle the bill at the end of the night,
right,
you
yeah.
can drink as much as you want.
So it's like, I don't know, I didn't pay at a restaurant. I dined and I dashed. Later that night, I'll fist fight a lizard man in a car park. That's my punishment. He'll beat me up a little bit. I've paid off that sin. You know? And then maybe the next day, I cheat on my wife. Ah, I'm so sorry. Maybe
I'll fist fight another lizard man.
Preferably the same one, because I actually started to get his moves down at the end.
And I have beef now.
And then by the end, it's just me sinning so I can go one-to-one with the lizard man. He's like, please, no more. That's his punishment for sinning. He's got to go toe-to-toe with me in a car park.
He's in church. He crossed the road.
He's like, God, you got to save me. This dude's kicking my eye. Boom, kick down the front door. You lizard prick. I'm running down the aisles.
You're still drunk off the bar you just came from, didn't pay.
Yeah, as I said, this is a highly debated piece of evidence right here.
Yeah, I mean, that may have been taken on Halloween night, to be honest.
Usually a police case, even one this weird, wouldn't hang around too long in Lee County. But Christopher wasn't the only one who'd had encounters with this terrifying creature from the swamp. In the months that followed, there were several more reports of an enormous lizard-like creature terrorizing the locals by scratching and biting cars in the areas close to the swamps of Bishopville.
Wow.
Police at the time, although still skeptical, were getting an increasingly high number of complaints about the lizard man, even from local residents that they would have considered reputable members of society. I want to point out, I'm not implying that I believe that people who live near swamps aren't reputable members of society.
But, they were amazed to find when some of the witnesses even had jobs.
The swamp has a radius, for sure. I think the closer you are maybe to the swamp, the highest point being living in the swamp.
Yeah, if you're in one of those houses on stilts in the swamp... Yeah,
you're definitely not probably being considered by the police to be a reputable member of society. Maybe a reputable member of the Wizards Guild, but not functioning society.
Yeah, they'll talk to you if there are swamp matters that need addressed.
Right, yeah. Eventually, the reported cases got so high that the police were forced to do some investigating. How many cases, just out of interest, would it have taken for you as a police officer to take a break from the ongoing triple homicide?
Yeah, homicides, burglaries.
The burglaries, GBH. The robberies, the murders. And put that all aside and say, we have to catch the lizard man.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it?
People are getting scratched out there.
That's the kind of case where, you know, maybe the mayor has a kid who wanted to join the police force and you had to humor him and kind of breeze him through police academy. He's goddamn useless.
Right.
He keeps burning the coffee. He keeps losing files. That's when you put Jerry, because he's definitely called Jerry, you put him on the lizard man case.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good plot for like a movie or something. You don't expect them to find anything.
It's the case of a lifetime, it turns out.
Yeah, it's like the hottest one, and now they're all like, they need Jerry's help to find the lizard man. That's pretty good. I like that. Day one for me, I'm dropping everything. I'm going after the lizard man. It doesn't take much. It wouldn't take much for me. I'm pretty bored of the homicides and all the murder stuff. I'm ready to catch a lizard man.
Well, we actually have a chance of solving this one.
Yeah, there's like three officers in the interrogation room with the suspected murderer. He's just about to confess. I kick open the door. I need every single officer to the swamp ASAP.
All the prisoners go. Do not listen to him.
Give the prisoners weapons. We're going to need every man, woman, and child hunting the lizard.
However, I do sympathize with the idea that if you have swamp lizard man running around your city, you can't have a peaceful society if you don't address the lizard man.
Right.
You know, even if they're just scratching cars, you have to shut this down.
Suddenly the crimes of mortals don't seem that important when there is a half lizard, half man roaming the streets. It's like, you know, in those movies where the aliens invade, and as soon as that happens, doesn't matter what was going on at Earth. Doesn't matter like what countries were at war, because now we're all at war against the aliens.
Yes.
It really unites us. I think that's where cryptids don't get enough credit.
Absolutely.
They bring us all together.
Hell, our entire listener base hate each other. They're from all different walks of life, opposite sides of the political spectrum. But what we can all get on board for is wanting to see E.T.'s blood
run in the streets. 2 weeks after Christopher's original sighting, the sheriff's department headed out to some of the areas the monster was spotted and made several plaster casts of the strange footprints discovered at the sites.
Ooh, great idea.
Mm-hmm. The plaster casts were of three-toed footprints, measuring some 14 inches in length. When brought to biologists, they were deemed unclassifiable. In fact, according to South Carolina Marine Resources Department, the tracks neither matched nor could be mistaken for the footprints of any other recorded animal.
Jesus, man.
Scary stuff.
14 inches, that's pretty big.
Those are big old feet.
Big feet, huh?
And three toes. I actually have a picture here of the plastered casts, if you want to see.
Let me see it.
There you go.
Okay. I'm starting to see why these were unclassifiable. What we have here is...
I just want to say, you know, I've handed you a decent amount of evidence in today's case.
Which I appreciate. I do appreciate.
Well, okay. Well, it doesn't sound like it because it's... some laughing. I hear some chuckles.
I love it.
I just don't want you to lose your evidence privileges.
Well, I don't see why I would lose the evidence privileges.
And you're on the... You're very close to losing your evidence privilege. You should treat this case with the respect that it deserves.
This is two ovals. Perfect ovals with three sausages on the end.
You've said quite enough, sir. Give me that back.
Okay. I would have helped the investigation if I didn't see those.
You know what? You don't get the evidence. Nobody gets the evidence.
What do you mean? It's online.
This just became redacted.
You can't eat Evan, that's insane.
So
I don't get to see it. You don't get to see it. No one gets to see it.
It's online. You downloaded that from Google Images.
Everybody. You wanted to
see it.
It's
a lot of paper. Wow. Don't try to eat it.
You want to see
it. You're going to make yourself sick.
You can't see it because...
You're clearly struggling to, I mean, at least finish whatever you're doing and then talk, because you can't talk and eat that much paper.
It's thicker than I thought it was going to be.
Well, I noticed you got it printed on what card?
Yeah, because I wanted to frame it afterwards because I thought you were going to really like it. I think because the evidence is so damning, it's actually hard to swallow.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. It's so convincing, I can't digest it.
I think you can't digest it because it's an enormous amount of paper.
I'm just going to... Give me a second. I just got...
Jesus.
Now no one get...
It seems to be... Now no there's one a lump in your evidence. Throat. I don't think you've swallowed it at all. I think it's just stuck there.
I actually have a lot more evidence coming up as well, so...
Which is a lot less believable than what we just saw.
Do you have any sriracha for these next bits?
I need some sriracha and some Pepto-Bismol.
I'd settle for some... garlic mayo at the very least, just to use as a lubricant to help it down. Because some of this evidence is pretty convincing. I think it's going to be tough to swallow.
What the f***?
Oh, shit. There is a chance I may have eaten the second half of that page by mistake. So this actually jumps forward a couple years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Shit. All right.
You have one piece of A4 left with three sentences on it, which I think one of them just says conclusion.
And I might eat that too, all right? So be careful what you say.
You're literally Jerry in The Police. You ate the evidence.
It's the perfect crime. No, Jerry!
You're trying to solve the perfect crime.
I think that might be a new low for this podcast. I ate today's investigation, so we could almost not complete it. Carrying swiftly along now via my iPhone. With the news now out that the local police were running around hunting a lizard man, it wasn't long before lizard fever swept the county.
We've all been there.
New sightings attracted tourists who were either eager to see this monster firsthand or try to kill it. The latter may have been spurred on by the fact that local radio station WCOS had gotten themselves involved. You're listening to WCOS Radio Big.
WCOS.
Been a lot of buzz around here recently about the Lizard Man. Locals saying he's got an appetite for a little more than flies. Well, I'm not sure I believe the rumors, but prove me wrong, listeners. If you can bring the Lizard Man to the WCOS studio alive, I will personally hand you $1
million. $1
million.
Hand the money off!
It wasn't long before hunters, tourists, thrill seekers, and oddballs, lots of oddballs, were swarming the county, all wanting a piece of the lizard action.
So irresponsible. You know that all the local lizard researchers were just like, oh no.
Yeah, every lizard is going to be like a lizard apocalypse in this county. Any lizard that even steps foot in front of these tourists is getting stomped.
Because you know that the vigilante hunters didn't listen to the bit about capturing it alive.
I don't think they listened to anything regarding its size, strength, or anger. They were like, a lizard needs to die so I can get $1 million.
Yeah.
Local businesses began selling Lizard Man t-shirts. The local Chamber of Commerce encouraged the media attention and said it was good for the community. That's right. The days of lizard fever were good. But ultimately... short-lived. As the reported sightings of the Lizard Man began to die down, so did the enthusiasm, and the legend of the Lizard Man faded into nothing.
Wow, just couldn't pin him down, huh?
That was until August the same year. A local airman stationed nearby at Shaw Air Force Base entered the police station looking disheveled. He walked right up to the receptionist at the desk.
My name's Kenneth Orr. And I'd like to file a report on a violent attack.
All right, can you tell me who was involved in the incident?
The Lizard Man.
The local police gathered as he told his tale. Kenneth said he was driving at night down Highway 15 when he'd encountered the creature wandering from the swamp. Without hesitation, he drew his rifle and fired multiple shots at the creature.
Okay, so this was an aggravated assault, to be clear.
He maybe should have had some hesitation. This is just post the peak of lizard fever, where the stores are presumably selling Lizard Man hats, Lizard Man t-shirts, Lizard Man cosplays. You shouldn't just unload into anything that looks remotely like the Lizard Man. The local police laughed off his story.
All right. I don't suppose you have any proof of this Lizard Man?
Kenneth held out his hand, and onto the tabletop dropped a handful of bloody scales.
Oh my god!
It was pretty intense. I mean, I guess he picked them up from the scene afterwards, or managed to rip a chunk of his flesh off.
Jesus.
Pretty grisly. Kenneth stood by his story of what happened that night for 2 days. After that, he was charged with unlawfully carrying a pistol and filing a false police report. He then quickly admitted that he hoaxed the encounter to try and keep the legend of the Lizard Man alive.
That's all? That seems like a lot of trouble, just to keep a legend alive.
Hey, that's the question that we gotta ask. Why would someone go to all that trouble? Just to say, oh, it was just to sell a couple more t-shirts.
Because it sounds like he killed a lizard, by the way, which is a lot of trouble.
You don't go from a promising career as an airman in the military to putting that all at risk by filing a false police report saying you killed a paranormal creature.
Yeah.
It's almost like when they got him behind those doors, they were twisting his arm a little bit.
Almost.
You're like, hey, do you want to walk away from this precinct as the crazy guy who thinks they shot a lizard? Or do you want to walk away as the guy who had a little too much to drink and filed a false police report? Maybe they twisted him, Kit. Maybe they got to him in there. And he walks out being like, oh, actually, yeah, I don't know what I saw. I was just making it up so I could sell more t-shirts.
Yeah, that's...
When in fact he fought the beast! He went toe-to-toe with the Lizard Man!
Yeah, I'd like to know what kind of, you know, MIBs, what kind of suits were coming out of the precinct that day.
Yeah, 12-foot, green-skinned, red-eyed police officers.
Imagine that. You go to report the Lizard Man. They're like, oh, we'll just take you into the interrogation room here so you can tell your version of the story. The Lizard Man's waiting for you, punching his fist.
It's like, do you want to explain it to this lawyer we have at the precinct? I feel a little bit like he's going to be biased because the lawyer has a tail. I can see his tail through the pantsuit. So I think he might be on your side or the lizard's side.
No, he's a good guy.
He just ate a fly out of the air. He got it with his tongue when no one was looking at him. I saw that, by the way. I saw you eat the fly.
No, you didn't.
Right. You sound weird at the very least. You can't deny that.
I'm from Canada.
We all sound like that here. But the truth is that Kenneth didn't need to make up some story to keep the Lizard Man alive. The legend of the Lizard Man was far from over.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Kit, as humans, we have to deal with a lot day to day. Sometimes you can feel like your social battery is drained.
Not just my social battery, my regular battery.
Why do you have a regular battery?
I'm not a robot or anything. I'm definitely human.
Right. And as humans, it's important that we understand ourselves so that we can build a social life that works for us.
Yes. I love sharing human memories with my human friends.
So the way you're speaking makes me think that you definitely are a robot.
I'm not. I love all human things. Food, oil.
Okay, so the second thing was already weird.
Huh?
Kit might be a robot, but humans aren't. We need to look after ourselves, and one way to do that is through therapy.
With BetterHelp, you can get matched with a licensed therapist that suits your needs. It's online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
I live for thousands of years, so okay, my schedule is very flexible.
Fantastic. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ParanormalLife today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ParanormalLife.
Affirmative.
Flash forward, September 2004. A man called the police after he found the bumpers torn off of his van and deep scratches down the side.
Wow.
November 2004, a local Bishopville man awoke to find his outbuilding was broken into and the food in the freezer had been carried outside, torn apart and eaten. A set of huge three-toed footprints were found at the scene.
Wow.
October 2011, the lizard man kills 9 sheep and 4 goats. The animals were torn in two and parts of each of them were eaten. In a twist that no one saw coming, 2 different sets of lizard man footprints were found.
Oh shit.
Leading locals to theorize that there were 2 lizard men in the area.
They've cloned. That is interesting because we're now across quite a time span of around 25 years or so.
That's true.
Not impossible, though, for a lizard man. They could live for hundreds of years. We don't know.
Exactly.
But it does sound like it's maybe at least one of the same lizard men, but now there's more.
Yes, so
there's
quite
some kind
possibly.
Of lizard community going on.
Yeah. Well, isn't it frogs that can reproduce asexually? Mm. Is that right? Do I have that right? Isn't that what the plot of Jurassic Park is? No, frogs can change sex.
Yeah.
And they clone them with frog DNA so that dinosaurs can change sex. I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of cellular mitosis going on. Maybe these lizard men are splitting into two and growing up into becoming lizard legends. Who knows? In March of 2012, a man returned to his truck to discover it was destroyed. The tires were chewed, there were scratches on the hood and roof, and something had even crawled under the car and pulled a bunch of wires loose. The lizard man cut his brakes.
He's trying to kill him and take his wife or something.
He's using modern techniques now to bother people.
He's going
to
start doxing people soon.
March 2012, the lizard man hacked a local Facebook page.
The lizard man was implicated in huge-scale tax fraud. He owes the IRS a couple hundred G's.
And finally, in April of 2012, a local man said he awoke in bed to strange noises. He looked outside his window, and a large creature with green skin was kicking his dog.
He's just a f***ing asshole. He murders some people, destroys other people's property, and now he's just kicking pets.
Yeah, usually, you know, these cryptids, they want to eat. They want to hunt.
Mm.
You know, the Beast of Bladenboro, the Wolfmen, the Goat Ladies, they have some sort of objective or purpose. Lizardman's just kicking a dog, cutting the brakes in your truck. Wait until you get out of church with a baseball bat in the car park.
Really? I do love his non-commitment to like secrecy as well.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like not trying to hide whatsoever.
He's trying to be caught. He's hanging on to cars. You can't get rid of him. It must be so annoying if you're, you know, Lee County. You know, all these other places have these incredible cryptids. You got like, you know, the frog wizard. He smells like almonds. Mm-hmm. You've got, you know, the Hodag. He's a cuddly little indestructible ball. And if you get stuck with the lizard man, whose only objective is just to inconvenience and terrorize people for no reason, I don't think he eats humans. I think he probably eats flies or swamp shit or whatever the hell he is doing out there. It's so weird that he just wants to annoy people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I feel like if this was some kind of children's parable, they would talk to the swamp man. He'd be like, oh, I've just had a thorn in my side all along. I've needed help.
Yeah.
I was just acting out to get attention.
This is like if Socrates had sex with a lizard. And I wouldn't put that past him. He's done a lot of weird stuff. And this was their child.
Yeah.
An annoying, evil little lizard man. The local man said he ran outside with his .22 rifle and unloaded his gun into the creature.
Whoa.
The lizard man snarled at him before taking off into the woods, seemingly unharmed.
Jesus.
He's got that armor.
His scales are bulletproof,
man. That Godzilla armor. There are so many more cases involving the lizard man. They continue to this day. In fact, in Bishopville and all over Lee County,
He's immortalized as a local legend. Stores continue to sell Lizard Man merch. There's even a Lizard Man themed restaurant you can visit.
Wow.
I don't know what they're serving up.
Flies. Yeah. Fly burger.
It's either
swamp wings.
Fly burgers or lizard burgers. Either one don't sound very appetizing. In fact, the Lizard Man even has his own Twitter account, at LizardManSC. His bio reads, born in swamp, relocated to Bishopville, shy and misunderstood, love wrestling, NASCAR, and flies.
Why does this read like a Tinder bio?
Currently single, but looking.
Okay.
I did actually go through some of his tweets. It's funny stuff. He's pretty good. I
wonder how I can... So he really is, which kind of does paint the picture to me that, I guess because he doesn't really kill and eat people,
yeah,
he's not so demonized. He's kind of like a lovable nuisance, it seems like.
Yeah, maybe it's almost like a badge of honor to be like, you wake up, you're like, I don't believe it. The Lizard Man got my truck.
Yeah.
That's insane. Like, you won't believe this, friends down at the bar. The Lizard Man got me. And they were like, no way. I've been leaving my truck by the swamp for weeks now, waiting for him to tag it. If he's not really killing your immediate family and friends, turns out cryptids can just live alongside humans. Here's a great tweet from him last year. Happy Father's Day to all the dads. I am not a father. I have yet to meet the right lizard woman.
Okay.
All of my online dating has been a disaster, but I'm still filled with hope.
Wow. So actually, there's quite a desperate theme to this Twitter account.
I was looking all over the swamp for my phone. I thought perhaps I had dropped it in a creek bed somewhere. I looked down and it had been in my claw the whole time. Lol.
Really relatable content, surprisingly.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Well, I won't say that he doesn't have... I mean, he has a human side, quite literally.
Yeah, he's half man. And the half man is funny.
It is. I mean, he tweeted as recently as this year... when the coronavirus drama was going on, and he tweeted, for those asking, I'm fine. I have always practiced socially distancing. I don't need any toilet paper. With spring comes lots of delicious bugs. But I'm also half man. So if you could spot a brother a couple cans of beefagetti, that would be great.
Beefagetti?
Stay Christ. Safe. It's great stuff. I wish more cryptids had Twitter accounts.
Yeah.
Look, that just about wraps up our entire case into the Lizard Man. Mm. I'm full. I couldn't eat another bite of evidence. So I think it's time to come to our conclusions. Kit, I took you on a journey today.
You sure did.
From the outskirts of the swamp to the swamp.
And back.
Back to the outskirts.
It's really a day in the life of the swamp man.
I feel like Frodo himself. What are your thoughts on the tantalizing legend of the Lizard Man?
This is really fascinating stuff, Rory. And I really do appreciate, despite my rude laughing at every piece of evidence you showed me, I do appreciate the dearth of evidence that we've had today. From photographs of the beast itself to photos of footprints. And testimonials.
I actually brought you a replica claw of the creature as well that I presented it as evidence. And then quite quickly had to eat. But we cut that from the final recording because it was like 35 minutes of me really just trying to eat this claw.
We thought you had to go to A&E for a bit. It was bad.
It was really bad. So if you wonder why the energy was a little off in the second half, it's because I ate the claw.
It was blood loss. And it's pretty fascinating that the police determined all the way back in the 80s that one of the key witnesses was, to their estimation, telling the truth about this whole thing. But that doesn't mean I don't have doubts in my mind, Rory. And, you know, when I look at that footprint, I go, this definitely doesn't look like any other animal footprint I've ever seen. But it doesn't look that real either.
It also doesn't look like a footprint.
At all.
Of anything, yeah. It looks like a hamburger and three sausages.
Once we got into the most recent testimonials and sightings, I couldn't help but think, couldn't a crocodile do all of these things?
Yeah, that is one of the most popular scientific explanations is that, look, you live next to a swamp, you live near the woods, crocodiles, bears, maybe... aren't known for being this unnecessarily aggressive, especially towards just parked cars.
But whenever you say that the underneath of your car has been torn up by something with three claws and teeth.
Yeah, that's crocodiles.
And we start having to say that, I guess the Lizard Man got down on all fours, crawled under the car and f***ed it up.
He's got a bad back too, so it really would have taken him 45 minutes max. Yeah, I guess it's, you know, it's when you hear those stories, those testimonials where we know it couldn't possibly be an animal. When it is chasing after a car going 60 miles an hour and a 8-foot barefoot creature is chasing after you and jumping on the top of your car. A crocodile isn't doing that.
So true. And that is kind of the sticking point of this whole case. But as chief investigator, Rory, what are you thinking yourself?
I think, you know, the most convincing evidence that we have is all the way back in whatever year it was, 1988, I believe, with Christopher spotting the creature and having it cling to the car. A lot of the cases that have happened since then, aside from some of the more dramatic ones where people are shooting him at point blank range and he is basically standing there like
he's like the Mandalorian bouncing off his Beskar armor.
Yeah, those, you know, you got to take those with a pinch of salt. I don't think those people were ever put under lie detector tests. I think, you know, one thing we always look for in a case is, could there be a motive as to why any of these people would be making up their stories? And as I said, the local governors of commerce, whatever you call them, they all almost borderline encouraged people to keep telling stories about the lizard man, to sell t-shirts, to sell merchandise, yeah, to make this a place people would want to come and visit. And, you know, we've seen it before with a lot of cases. People like to go to certain areas because that's where, you know, people saw Bigfoot, or that's where they have like the Mothman Festival and the statues. It definitely, there is a monetary gain to having a cryptid resident in your county, for sure.
Especially when you have all else going on.
Yeah.
It's like exponential, the amount of money you can make.
So it's tough. I think when I heard and found the photographs of the clay plasters that had been made of the actual claw prints, in my head I was thinking like a Godzilla style big dirty footprint, you know, super detail. You could see the claw marks,
the scales.
If you see the pictures, guys, of these plasters, it's just not there. It's just not. I would love to show us all again what they look like. Of course, I can't. I ate it. So that evidence has been redacted. But maybe I can tweet a link and then I'll delete the tweet or print the tweet out and then eat the tweet, of course. Look, I think it's safe enough to say, unfortunately, this week, although I do love this asshole lizard, he truly is one of the best cryptids I've had fun investigating. But I'm not 100% convinced that he is real. So this week, unfortunately, is going to be a no from me.
I like his attitude. I like his gumption, but I'm just not sure he's real either. It's a no.
He gives off the vibe of someone who, like a washed up old man who has been roped into being Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And is like there, the beard's down and he's got like a cigarette in his mouth. Like the 5 o'clock shadow, whatever it is. That's the energy that's personified in the lizard man.
Yeah.
Sometimes he wants to run after you on a highway. Sometimes he's just going to go kick a dog.
Yeah.
And then go back into the swamp and have a cigarette.
Yeah, sometimes he's tired.
Yeah, he's got like a brown bag with whiskey. He's just swigging it. Like, whoa, freaking out kids and stuff. They're just like, aren't you the lizard man? He's like, yeah, woo, woo. Punk bitch. Like walking around, kicks their bikes
who's
over.
Yeah, he's really a relatable 2020 cryptid in that way.
I like it. Yeah, you know, 2020 has been a hard year on cryptids as well. A lot of people staying indoors. There's not a lot of people to mess with.
Yeah.
And those who are outdoors probably deserve to be messed with. So they're doing the Lord's work.
Their industry suffers too.
Unfortunately, a double no, but thank you so much to everyone for listening to this week's episode of This Paranormal Life. I had a ton of fun investigating the Lizard Man. I would, of course, love to thank the two people who I mentioned at the start of the podcast who sent in that email suggestion, but I have since eaten the pages that mention their name. I will not be able to shout you out again. Thank you very much. If you have your own case that you would like us to investigate, whether it's one that you just heard about online or one that you experienced firsthand, you're going to want to send an email over to thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com. That's where we take a look at all the emails that come in and make informed, precise, laser-sharp decisions by closing our eyes and clicking an email at random, deciding what we're going to investigate next week. If you're a fan of the show and you just can't get enough of that paranormal goo, you want to hear what the Lizard Man does on the weekends, you want to go on over to patreon.com.
Which is surprisingly sexy.
It's pretty sexy. He's a reason he stays in the swamp.
It's a pretty fun place to be if you're a lizard man.
If you want to hear all about the sexy swamp times, head on over to patreon.com, where, from as little as $5 a month, you can get access to a whole ton of bonus episodes. We have over 30 additional investigations that from the moment you subscribe, you have full, complete access to. If you've caught up with the show, or maybe you just want to hear some of these weirder, more experimental episodes, check them out.
Rory, did last month's bonus episode sound like?
Oh, we're gonna do a clip. Are we gonna do a clip?
I just would love to hear.
Right.
Just last month's in particular, I really feel like it might push me over the edge into becoming a patron if I could just hear a clip
like
of last month.
Like a second of it. All right, cool. Yeah, it was great. So on the Patreon, as I said, that you can get that. You can get T-shirts. You can get a bunch of other stuff. Why are you looking at me?
I just really feel. I mean, the T-shirts and all are great, but if I could just get a little clip, of last month's episode.
I don't understand. Just what are you trying to say?
Just like a little.
What's this
little morsel of last month's episode? Just give me the f***ing episode.
Oh,
give
me a clip. Right. Sorry. Play a clip from the episode. Okay. Yeah. That's actually that's a smart idea. If you are interested in what those episodes are like, here is a clip. Wink. I got you, bro. Don't worry about it.
Play it.
All right. Sorry. Here's a clip from last month's bonus episode. Shannon Robinson says, "Does Rory really take a poetry class, or did he ever?" That's a great question, Shannon. I believe you're referring to a comment made in one of our more recent episodes where I said about the poetry classes, which I'm actually quite passionate about. It was relief, and it was to help me with my pretty dangerous gambling addiction.
Yeah.
Yes, there was a joke flying around that all of my poems are about gambling. And it's not true. It's simply not true.
Not all of them. Most of them. Sure.
Sure, a whole bunch of them. But, yeah, you know what? Fuck it. I'll do one right off the top of my head right now.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's go.
Let's put the practice into effect. Into effect.
All right, okay. We're listening. Let's go.
Do you want a haiku? Do you want a haiku, sir?
Yeah.
No, that was the first line. Do you want a haiku, sir? How many is that? Am I over already?
I don't know.
One, two. What the fuck's a haiku?
So, first line, do you want a haiku? Second line, do you want a haiku, sir?
Yeah.
Last line?
Hit me. That's the last line.
It was unfathomable that you could fit gambling into that haiku, and yet you did. Hit me.
But if we want to go with the traditional 575, I'm going to have to tweak it a little bit. So, the first line is, you want a haiku? Do you want a haiku, sir? Hit me. Hit me, please. So if that
so answers, as you can see, Rory has been going for months to a poetry class.
And it's really paying off. A little poem by Roy Powers called Poker Face. Next question.
Called Putting It All on Black.
I hope you liked that little clip. I know Kit did.
Yeah, it was all right.
If you sign up for Patreon and you sign up to the T-shirt tier, make sure you complete the Google form that we send over to you. Once you sign up, you can put in your sizes, your address, and everything so we can get your shirt sent out to you ASAP.
Pronto.
And once again, thank you for listening to this week's episode on To The Lizard Man. Of course, we will be back next Tuesday with a brand new paranormal tale. But until then, folks, remember to live fast, investigate, and die young, baby!
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.